WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
Over 7 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's disease. And by 2050, this number is projected to rise to nearly 13 million. My guest today is going to talk about cutting-edge research on Alzheimer's disease and other dementing diseases done right here at the University of Kentucky. Dr. Peter Nelson is the R.C. Durr Foundation Chair in Alzheimer's Disease at the University of Kentucky and is also a professor in the Department of Pathology and Laboratory Medicine and Director of Neuropathology at the Sanders Brown Center on Aging. Pete, thank you very much for chatting with me today. I read recently in UK Now about something that I had never heard of before, a recognition of, I think it's called PAT Summit Day, from the PAT Summit Foundation during one of the UK women's basketball games. And you and your team got some special recognition during that time. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Sure. First off, thanks for inviting me here. This is, I think, the first time I've done it since you retired from the UKMC Department of Pathology. Let me tell you, brother, and all your listenership, that there's a great deal of resounding love and respect for Dr. Davis. Y'all are lucky to have this guy talking to you every day. He's a wonderful treat as a colleague, and we miss him in our department. He was a revered and respected pathologist in his own right, obviously, and much loved. So, yes, yeah, so this was a recognition of Pat Summitt, who was the great college basketball coach who died at age 64 after a five-year bout with Alzheimer's disease. She was a great woman. She Olympic gold medal in 1984, 2011 Sportswoman of the Year. She won 8 national championships. She was awesome. And she succumbed to Alzheimer's disease. And I think it's kind of interesting to have a bunch of University of Kentucky people celebrating a University of Tennessee person, somebody who competed against us, beat the crap out of us on a regular basis. But her tragedy unites us. And I think that that's an important thing to think about, that things like dementia and cancer, which is what people are actually really afraid of, these things can also unite us, bring us together, and make it so that our scientists and our lay populations are all working towards a common goal and trying to get better and trying to help each other and help the whole wide world, not just the people in your backyard, but everywhere. And so this is a great thing, I think, about this PAT Summit Day, is that it acknowledges the wonderful Sanders Brown team here at the University of Kentucky and puts us all working together about something we all care about. And so I think it's kind of a beautiful thing, a little bit poetic as well.
Oh, absolutely. I have made a pilgrimage to the museum in Knoxville, the Summit Museum. What an amazing athlete, coach, human being that she was. And a wonderful acknowledgement of you and your team. I think a lot of our listeners perhaps know, maybe some don't, that some of the most advanced research into Alzheimer's disease and other dementing illnesses is done right here at the University of Kentucky at the Sanders Brown Center on Aging with you and your team.
Yes, indeed. And I'm not just saying that. I moved here with my feet 20 years ago to be a part of this team. This is one of the best teams in the world. And I mean really best teams in the world, whether you're in Tokyo or London. If you hear a talk by a Sanders Brown expert, then people perk up. These are the true experts in the world, the very best in the place of what we do. And we're sort of intermediaries. And what we can do is we can make it so that the whole world's expertise, the benefits of them can be given to our local population. But it also has our local population get involved in the research that affects the whole world. So it's really a two-way street. And so it's really a big team. Science can't be done by individuals anymore. It has to be done by a big team. And the team that's here is Kentucky bred and wonderful. And I'm just such a privileged person to be able to be a part of it. And so it's humbling to be recognized, but it's also misplaced recognition, because the whole team deserves the recognition of just being really the best in the world at Alzheimer's research. And that's just the way it is. It's like I say, I'm not bragging on myself. I came here to be a part of this wonderful, magnificent team that very much includes the research volunteers from here in the Lexington region.
Well, one of the professional aspects of my life that I am most proud of, Pete, is that when you came here to interview, I was one of the guys who sat down with you and interviewed you. And I remember that day several decades ago as if it were yesterday. I remember going to my department chair and saying, we have got to get this fellow here. We have got to get him here. And what a legacy that Dr. Bill Marksberry and others have built in establishing this Sanders Brown Center on Aging, which is known across the world, as you noted.
Yeah, no, it is a great thing. I do remember that day walking across the campus with you and getting blown my socks off about what a beautiful place Lexington and Kentucky and UK are. And to this day, I feel so lucky and blessed to be a part of it.
Well, Pete, before we part, is there anything else you would want to let us know about the current state of the research that you and your team are doing?
Yeah, we are finally on the scoreboard talking about sports and competition. There is a competition against this disease, and we're finally getting wins. We're finally able to bend the survival curve and bend the functional curve of cognitive impairment. And so I think it's definitely time for folks that are interested in research or be involved in their own care and to be proactive with regard to their mental health, to reach out to their neurologist or to their primary care physician, because there's new found hope in terms of treating, preventing, and improving on some of the cognitive impairments that have been timelessly gone in the past. So I just want to say that people should get involved. The public should be knowing that there's a great clinical resource here, and we're all psyched to be part of the same team.
My thanks today to Dr. Pete Nelson, Professor of Pathology and Laboratory Medicine at the University of Kentucky and R.C. Duhr Foundation Chair in Alzheimer's Disease, for talking with us about Alzheimer's disease and dementing illnesses. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist and professor emeritus at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time covering important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.